Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's snow time. A winter storm dumped 2 feet of the stuff on parts of West Virginia this week. Forecasters there are promising more. Snow coming off the Great Lakes stranded drivers on Route 80 in Pennsylvania after a multi-car crash there. Nearly 2 feet of snow has fallen on Northeast Ohio. And in the town of Randolph, New York, population about 2,600, more than 3 feet has fallen since Sunday. Randolph is in New York's Cattaraugus County, 50 miles south of Buffalo. Pete Redding owns the restaurant Pete's Place on Randolph's Main Street. He joins us. And Pete, look outside. What do you see?
It's snowing like crazy still. Main Street's closed right now while they're clearing up the snow so you can get cars in and get cars through.
Right. How big are the banks?
Well, out here, banks are probably over 4 feet.
4 feet. Well, there you go. You got yourself a snowstorm there. How is it impacting things? I mean, Buffalo area is used to snow. You got the lake effect there, right? It comes in off the lakes.
Oh, yeah. And until the lake's frozen, you really never know where it's going to hit. And we've been just in one of them bands. If you go just one way or another, 15, 20 miles, you might even have a foot of snow. Or if you go a little farther, you might be grass. So
yeah, but
that's just one of them things.
But 40 inches, what kind of impact is that having on people?
Well, it's definitely keeping a lot of people home, out of work and stuff like that. The schools were closed. They opened them up again today. Some of the schools in the outer areas are still closed. But it's tough. Like, people let their dogs out, and the dogs can't even move. And stay out. And it's hard to get out of driveways and see over snowbanks. Yesterday, the truck stop had about 60, 70 semis had come in because of the expressway closed. So then they got another foot and a half snow, and they couldn't get out. So,
well, good thing, perhaps, because we remember a few days ago when there was that terrible mishap outside Buffalo on the major throughways there, and
right,
cars were stranded overnight. And I understand this is affecting your son's job.
It's just keeping him real busy.
Tell us more. What does he do?
He's on the track crew with the railroad. And it's his job to make sure the switches and stuff stay clean so that they can change tracks and make sure the tracks are safe.
Well, can you give us some comparison? As I said, I mean, you know, Buffalo's used to snow, and you're right there below Buffalo, above Pennsylvania, which is all, you know, you're used to snow. How long has it been since you've seen a snow like this?
Tell you the truth, back to the blizzard of 77, that was bad, but I think that was more blowing snow, where this isn't quite as blowing, but it's just dropping more snow. And I've seen some snowstorms, but never quite as much at one time.
Yeah.
They said downtown 48 inches of snow, not kind of what we're getting now. And then up on the hills and stuff, there's even a little more than that. So,
wow.
Outside my garage door, I won't be able to use my side door in my garage probably till spring.
Well, so what are you going to serve for the people who can straggle in? What's your special today?
Oh, we'll have everything today. Our burgers are special today. Yesterday, I told my bartender, or the person that helps work for me there, told her to stay home, and I just put out beef buffet and baked beans and ham and macaroni and cheese and stuff. I can make some soup stuff I can make easy, and so people could come in and get a hot meal anyhow.
Yeah, well, if you are in Randolph, New York, go to Pete's Place. He'll have something warm there on this snowy day. Pete, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.